embrace the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in good health. Thank you for your peace that is prevailing in our hearts and minds. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand before you, to come before you, and talk to you. Thank you for the privilege to pray unto you and receive answers. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love you have for everyone you created into this world. And thank you for special love you have for your own people, those who have surrendered their lives to you. Thank you, Father. We thank you for breakthroughs and victories and deliverances your mighty hand has performed in our lives. Thank you for every good thing we have received from you since the day we were born into this world till this very moment. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your presence in this meeting right now. Thank you for your presence that is always with us in this ministry. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we have come before you this morning to learn from you, to pray, to receive from you, and to seek you. I ask, oh Lord, that you visit every one of us and let no one leave this meeting without receiving your touch. Let your power fall upon us. Let your glory envelop us. And let your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father, for we know you will do beyond our expectations and requests. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And this is the first meeting we'll be doing under the program theme, Healing Streams. Yeah, so it's a new program the Lord has led us to start because he wants us to benefit from is healing provision, divine healing provision. Yeah, they want us to connect with that healing flow that comes from his throne. Yeah, so you want to ensure that we are not sick in our minds, in our souls, in our spirits, in our bodies. And that is why he has set up this program. Because he doesn't want your life to be limited because there is one sickness in your body. He doesn't want your destiny to be caged because there's one sickness in your soul. So that is why the Lord is starting this program. So it's not by the will of man, it's by the will of God. So I want you to really trust God that He will touch you and do every work of healing in your life as we pray, as we learn. Yeah, because we are going to be learning a lot in this program as well. It's not only going to be prayers. Of course, we will pray, and I will pray for you and pray on the water you will drink with faith. Yeah, but we will learn a lot because uh, 60% of divine healing happens through revelation. If not 70% of divine healing miracles comes from revelation of the Word of God. The remaining 30% or 40% comes through prayers of faith or through the anointing. Yeah. So that is why there will be teaching also in this program. But you don't need to worry. It's going to be a short teaching, and we will not spend more than 1 hour. Yeah, we won't spend more than 1 hour. Amen. Yeah, so I'm going to share briefly with you from the scriptures, and I'll be talking on how fear hinders healing. How fear hinders healing. I mean, how your fear stops your healing. Yeah. For those of you who have been following my teachings, I always say things like whatsoever you are afraid of shall be stronger than you. Whatsoever you are afraid of, in fact, shall happen to you. Whatsoever you are afraid of is stronger than you, just because you are afraid of that thing. Yeah, we saw in the scriptures how everything Job, we know the story of Job. Everything Job was scared of, we saw how all of them happened to Job. Yeah. So when fear controls your life, controls your decisions, controls your choices, when fear controls your feelings and emotions, then those things that you fear, they rule over you. They will rule over you, or they are ruling over you because you fear them. Yeah. And research I've shown us that people that are afraid of dying, they are usually the people that die first. People that are afraid of dying, people that don't want to die, they are scared of death. Our research have shown us that they are the ones that die first. And in fact, they die very fast. because they are afraid of death. Yeah, so anything you are afraid of will have power over your spirit, over your soul, and over your body. Yeah, so the first point under this topic I'm talking about, the topic is how fear hinders healing. How fear hinders healing. The first point is sickness manifestations or symptoms communicate fear. The manifestations of sickness, either in your body or soul or spirit, communicates fear. What I mean is that every time you feel the symptom, there is this fear that goes along with that symptom. Yeah. We have some people that are suffering from depression. So usually the depression starts with the flow of some thoughts in their mind. Yeah, so every time they will begin to bring those thoughts into their minds, they want to continue to think like that. They know that these thoughts they are thinking in their minds. They know that it is going to weigh them down. It is going to weaken their spiritual life. They know that it is going to take away their joy and happiness. But somehow they just still continue to think those thoughts. Despite the fact that they know that this thought is going to sink me down into darkness. Yeah, the reasons are fear. Whatever they are thinking in their mind is ruling over them through fear. And somebody else might be feeling headaches, pains. Yeah. So every time the headache manifests or the pain manifests, there's this thought of when will this thing go? Where will this thing leave my body? Am I ever going to be free from this thing? It's like this is how this thing will continue. So these manifestations and symptoms of sicknesses, they communicate fear. So now, how do you conquer the sickness and the manifestations of disease in your body or in your soul? You must fight the fear that they communicate. If you fight the fear that the sickness and disease communicate, you will eventually drive them away. You will eventually drive them away from your life. It's very simple. Yeah, the fear that these sicknesses and diseases communicate is part of the strength they have, is part of what is holding them in your life. So if you can conquer the fear that comes with the sicknesses, manifestations, the symptoms, I'm talking about the pains, the headaches, we have different kind of symptoms, the dizziness, the weakness, even the growth, the swelling. If you can conquer the fear that those symptoms communicate, it will be easy for your authority to drive them out of your life. That means when you command and say, you sickness, come out of my body. Because you have defeated the fear that sickness is bringing. Because you have conquered the fear that the sickness is communicating to you. When you now exercise authority over the sickness, it will obey you immediately. It will obey you immediately. So don't let the fear that the symptoms you feel in your body, don't allow the fear of those symptoms, don't allow them control you. Don't give in to that fear. Conquer that fear. So the divine healing is more spiritual. Or maybe I should say, healing itself is more spiritual than physical. Yeah, and we'll still go into that. If I don't talk about that today, maybe next Tuesday, I'll talk about that. Healing is more spiritual than physical. So which means that if you have not dealt with the invisible battle, if you have not conquered the invisible battle behind healing, the healing will not manifest in your body. And what are the invisible battles? Kill the fear that the sickness is bringing to your heart. Kill that fear. If that fear dies, it won't be long that you will just suddenly be healed in your body. I know what I'm talking about. Because I'll be teaching you from personal experiences. Yeah. I'm teaching you things that work. Yeah, things that work. Now let's move to another point. Don't forget that we're talking on how fear hinders healing. Another point is fear and doubt limit the power of God. Fear and doubts limit the power of God. Let us look at Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. I'm going to first read verse 12 to 14. Mark chapter 11. And on the morrow when they were come from Bethany, this is from verse 12, he was hungry. Now Jesus was hungry when they were coming from Bethany. Verse 13, and seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples had it. Now, this is Jesus looking for fruit from fig tree in a season when a fig tree does not produce fruits. Yeah, so maybe we should say Jesus didn't remember. Jesus forgot that it wasn't season for fig trees to produce fruit. So maybe he forgot. We don't know. Yeah. Or maybe he knew. Yeah. We don't know. But what we know is that Jesus came near to this tree and couldn't fruit there. And then the next thing was Jesus placed a curse on the tree. Yeah, let us read on in verse, let's read from verse 20. Mark chapter 11 from verse 20. And in the morning, that is the following day, after Jesus had placed a curse on that fig tree. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Dried up from the roots. And Peter called to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursedst, I don't know how to pronounce that one, is withered away. Yeah, the fig tree which thou cursedst is withered away. So meaning that even Jesus was not even looking at the tree. I don't know if I'm getting the point. Jesus was not checking, maybe what I said yesterday, did it come to pass, did it happen? Jesus was not checking the fig tree to see whether what he said actually happened. Yeah, because he knew that he cannot place that kind of curse and it will not happen. Yeah, so it was the disciple. Yeah, it was Peter that called his attention to that tree. And said, look, Master, the tree you curse has withered away. Verse 22. And Jesus answered, saith unto them, have faith in God. Yeah. Jesus told them, have faith in God. That is, I did this thing by faith. Yeah. That is, you too can do the same by faith. Yeah, I really love, I love the ministry of Jesus. I mean, his earthly ministry. And I love how he really taught people that followed him, how he discipled people that followed him. So he showed them that what I'm doing is nothing you can't do. That is, what I'm doing, all of you can do the same. So he showed them the secret to seeing supernatural acts of God. Yeah. And then he told them, have faith in God. That is, I did it by faith. I did it not because I am the Son of God. I mean, did that tree did not wither because I am the Son of God. It didn't wither because I came from heaven. It didn't wither because I'm the creator of all things. But Jesus was showing them that this thing happened because I had faith. So which you too can have faith and make the same thing happen. Now let us read further. Yeah. Verse 23. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. So you can see doubt coming up there, and shall not doubt in his heart. But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Yeah, so he just explained to them how he got that tree withered. He said, what I just did to this tree, you can also do to a mountain. You just need to speak and say, you mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And you need to say it without a single doubt in your heart. Yeah. He said, if you can do that, and if you can believe that what you have said will happen instantly. Jesus said, it will happen instantly. Now, verse 24. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. What does that mean? It means when you are praying out your desires to God, as you are praying those desires, believe that you are receiving them immediately. And you shall have them. So don't pray with the mind that after I say this prayer, maybe God will answer. If you pray with that mind, God might not answer. But when you pray with the mind that as I'm praying right now, God is answering. And I'm receiving it. I'm receiving the answers. Then Jesus said, you will have the answers. So don't deceive yourself. The kingdom of God operates by these principles I'm teaching you. So don't let any man of God deceive you. So if Jesus could emphasize faith so much in his own ministry, he emphasized faith more than the anointing. Yeah, Jesus emphasized on faith more than the anointing, more than power. If Jesus can do that, don't let any man of God deceive you and tell you that you just follow me. You just touch my clothes, touch my garment, and you will receive miracle. Don't let them lie to you. They're just trying to make you, they're just trying to enslave you to themselves. Yeah, any preacher that is just emphasizing on himself, that is anointed, and just follow me. Just come and touch my jacket. Come and, come and sow seed. Come and do this. They just want to enslave you. Yeah, because even they themselves, they know the truth, they know the principle by which heaven operates. They know it's by faith. Then why not teach the people the same principle that you know? Yeah, I'm not saying that the power of God is not to be sought for. I'm not saying the anointing is not to be sought for. But even while you seek for the power of God, it must be by faith, not by trusting in anything that is not God. Yeah. So it must be by faith. Yeah. So all the prayers you're going to pray in this meeting and the ones that I'm going to pray for you, they will work by faith. Yeah. And the anointing God has put on my life will also work for you by faith. Yeah. So you must have faith. There's no shortcut to that. You must really have faith. That is it. So don't let anyone deceive you. You must have faith and you must not doubt. You must not doubt. I mean, it's a must. If you want the power of God to work in your life, and you must not let the symptoms of your problem, the manifestations of your sickness, don't let them control your faith. Don't let them put fear in you. So now, we don't have much time left. The next point I want to talk about is change. What if it doesn't happen? To what if it happens? I put those words in quotes. That is, what if it doesn't happen? I put them in quotes. And then what if it happens, in another quote. So that is, you should change that mentality of, that mindset of, what if I pray and it doesn't happen? Change it to, what if it happens? Yeah, because that is how devil have blocked many people from their healings. You will put in their mind, what if it doesn't happen? What if the swelling does not disappear? What if the organs that is having problem in my body, what if it doesn't heal? What if the cancer did not go? What if the diabetes, the hypertension did not go? Then you tell that devil that, what if it goes? What if, as I'm praying right now, what if it disappears? So the same probability of impossibility is the same probability of possibility. What I mean is that the same space of time that the devil is using to tell you that, what if nothing happened, is the same space of time that things also happen. What I'm saying is that within 2 minutes from now, anything can happen. Yeah. So there's no law that says nothing can happen within 2 minutes from now. I don't know if you're getting the revelation. There's no law that says that within 2 minutes from now, nothing can happen in your life. Yeah, and there's no law that says nothing can happen, and there's no law that says nothing will happen. So that means anything can happen. Yeah, anything can happen. So that there's no law that is saying that it will not happen, and there's no law that is saying it will happen. But we have the law. I mean, there's no law in nature. There's no law in nature that is saying that something will happen or something will not happen. So everything in nature, they are ready for anything to happen. So your body system is ready for anything to happen there. But thank God we have a book. We have the written word that says that something can happen in your life, even in 2 minutes. Yeah. Then why not believe the word of God? Yeah, why not believe the word of God that can make anything happen? So change that mentality of, what if nothing happens? Because people have been praying for me. A lot of people have been praying. Many pastors have prayed and nothing happened. So what if even this meeting? what if even this meeting does nothing for me? Change that mentality to, what if it happens? What if God changed my life? Because there's no law that says it will not happen. Yeah. Amen. Now, the last point I will talk about before we go into prayers. The last point is, God wants you to live in peace. God wants you to live in peace. If you read Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, you will see Jesus saying that, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That is, come unto me, all of you that are laboring so hard, all of you that devil has placed loads upon, loads of sickness, loads of pains, loads of debts. Yeah, because we have people who have run into debt just because they need to treat themselves. They have spent all their money. They have even went to borrow money just to get treatment for their sickness. So Jesus is saying, come as you are. will take off those loads from your life. He said, I will give you rest. I will give you peace. Yeah, so don't trust in man. Don't trust in doctors. In doctors, in physicians. No one can heal you as the one who made you. So Jesus is saying, just come with all those loads. I will take them off and I will give you rest. So God wants you to live in peace. He wants you to live in peace in your body. He wants you to live in peace in your soul. He wants you to live in peace in your heart, in your spirit. Yeah. So we are going to be praying now. And firstly, you are going to surrender to Jesus. Because he wants you to be free. Yeah, but there is something in you that don't want you to be free. And that is the nature of sin. The nature of sin. The sinful lifestyle. That nature don't want you to be free because that nature is darkness itself. It doesn't want any man to be free, but Jesus wants you to be free. Yeah, and the only thing that can make Jesus to receive you is when you give up that nature. Yeah, when you repent genuinely. Yeah, and say, Lord Jesus, I have come. Lord Jesus, I have come. I have renounced this lifestyle of sin. And I am surrendering to you because only you can save me. So you are going to begin to pray right now. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, I have heard the truth and I believe the truth that only you can take off these loads. Only you can set me free. Oh Lord, I repent of every sinful lifestyle. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, I repent of every sinful lifestyle I have been living. And I surrender to you. Because it is this lifestyle of darkness that has made me a slave to Satan, to demons, and to sicknesses. I repent, Lord Jesus. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender. I surrender my body, my soul, my spirit. Say, Lord Jesus, I surrender to you. I repent of every unclean lifestyle I have lived. I repent, Lord Jesus. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. I surrender to you. I want you to receive me. So I am giving up every lifestyle of sin because I want you to receive me and deliver me. Say, Lord Jesus, I give up every lifestyle of sin, every lifestyle of corruption, every lifestyle of immorality, every lifestyle of consulting witch doctors, every lifestyle of consulting false prophets, every lifestyle of unrighteousness. I repent today, Jesus. I surrender all to you. Receive me, Lord Jesus. Receive me as I am. I want peace, and only you can give me peace. I want rest, and only you can give me rest. I surrender, Lord Jesus, all my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray four more prayer points. Then I'll pray for you and I'll pray for the water I told you to get ready. So if you have not yet gotten ready, that water is a prophetic instruction. So God wants to use the water. That is why he said we should get it. Yeah, it's not me that is telling you to get the water. It's God. So make sure that you get that water ready, because I will be praying and God will answer my prayers. Yeah, so four more prayer points before I will be praying for you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Blood of Jesus, saturate the depth of me." You're going to say it. Yeah, I know we have some Christians that say, "I can pray with my heart." Yeah, when you want miracles, you don't pray, just say, I'll pray with my heart. You open your mouth and speak. Yeah, so you don't just say, I'm praying in my mind. That's not how to pray for divine interventions. You open your mouth, speak, even shout if possible. So you're going to say, "Blood of Jesus, and saturate the depths of me. Saturate the depths of me, the depths of my spirit, the depths of my soul, the depths of my body. Blood of Jesus, saturate right now and deliver me. Deliver me." Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. As she shed the henegala, "Blood of Jesus, saturate the depths of me. Blood of Jesus, flow into the depths of me and begin to deliver me. Begin to heal me. Begin to deliver me. Me hashi jine kidrande kidalabala. Neshe sedavashidagala. Blood of Jesus, saturate me now. Blood of Jesus, saturate now. The depths of me. The depths of me. The depths of my spirit. The depths of my soul. The depths of my body. Blood of Jesus, flow now. Flow now. And begin to heal. Begin to heal. Begin to heal. Begin to heal. Begin to apply this teaching. As you are praying, begin to visualize that blood of Jesus is flowing in your body. That's what Jesus meant. He said, as you are praying, that believe that you are receiving the answers immediately you are praying. That is how you receive it. So there is a first receiving before the next receiving. Yeah. There's a miracle you receive first before you receive the physical miracle. And that's the one you receive as you are praying. Then when that one is complete, then the physical one will appear. So as you are praying, begin to visualize that blood of Jesus is flowing in your body, in your soul, in your spirit. The blood of Jesus, saturate, flow into the depths of me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to speak like that. Flow into the depths of my soul, into the depths of my spirit, into the depths of my body. Deliver me, blood of Jesus. Heal me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, "Let fire fall and consume every presence of darkness in my environment that is disconnecting me from the touch of God. You're going to say, let fire fall and consume every presence of darkness in my environment, disconnecting me from the touch of God. Let fire fall right now. Begin to pray like that. Fire of God fall. Consume every presence of darkness, presence of devils, presence of serpents, presence of scorpions, presence of witchcraft in my environment that is disconnecting me from the power of God, disconnecting me from the touch of God. Fire of God, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them, consume them, consume them now. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy presence of darkness in my environment, disconnecting me from the flow of God's power right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. Remember that I talked on the fear that comes from what you feel in your body because of your sickness condition. You're going to lay your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I receive fire to reject fear that the feelings and the symptoms in my body brings to me. Say, I receive fire to conquer the fears, the feelings and symptoms in my body are giving me, are communicating to me. I receive fire to conquer those fears. I begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive fire. I receive fire to conquer every fear attached to my sickness condition. I receive fire to conquer those fears. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to reject the fears. The condition in my body is communicating to me. I receive fire to conquer that fear. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I receive fire to reject the fear that symptoms in my body is communicating to me. Now, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I choose to believe against my feelings. I choose to believe God against what I feel. I choose to believe the word of God against what I feel in my body. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. I choose to believe God against the symptoms I feel. In the name of Jesus. I choose to believe God against the medical reports. I choose to believe God against the doctor's report. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. At the last round point, you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Raise up your hand and you're going to say, oh Lord, here I am. touch me now. Touch me and I will be free. Touch me and I will be delivered. Touch me and I will be healed. Open your mouth, begin to speak like that. Say, Lord, here I am. Jesus, here I am. Jesus, here I am. Touch me and I will be healed. Touch me and I will be free. Touch me and I will be delivered. Begin to speak like that. Begin to speak like that. Begin to see his hand touching your hand. Begin to see his hand with the eyes of your heart. Begin to see his hand touching your hand. Say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Touch me and I will be healed. Touch me and I will be delivered. Touch me and I will be free. Dishene haki sanagala. Nishia tesudibala. Here I am, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Touch me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to be praying for you now. And if it's possible, you can hold that water in your hand. Yeah, whether it's a cup of water, whether it's a sachet of water or a bottle of water. Yeah, hold it with your hands as I pray. Father, we thank you for your so faithful. Thank you for you are all sufficient, God. You are self sufficient, God. You have everything in your power. Everything we need, they are all in your hands. The spiritual blessings we need, the physical blessings we need, you hold them all in your hands. In you is the fullness of all goodness and all grace and all blessings. We praise you, King of glory. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I acknowledge your presence in every way. You are not limited by time and distance. You are not limited by elements or wall barriers. In fact, you are not limited by borders because you are in every wheel, in every time. Lord, I acknowledge that your presence is also inside of everything you created. Because it is written that you are before all things, and by you all things consist. That is, you are the one holding all things together. That means you are inside everything you created. Even inside this water, your people have presented before you as a symbol of their faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you receive everyone here. Receive their spirits, receive their souls, receive their bodies. I ask that you forgive every sin your people have sinned that is a barrier to them receiving healing from you. Oh Lord, forgive everyone in Jesus' name. Father, Father, I ask that you take possession of this water, even as you're already inside. Fill this water with yourself. Fill this water with yourself. Fill this water with yourself, with your fire. Fill this water with your fire, with your power, your healing fire, your healing power. Fill this water with your presence that separates light from darkness. Your presence that separates demons from human spirits, souls, and bodies. Let that presence and power of you fill this water right now. And as your people use the water on themselves, as they drink it, let there be mighty explosion of signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that you will see God. All these years, you have never seen God work physical things, work mighty things, physical mighty things. I pray that through this open heaven that you are under right now, you will see God in the name of Jesus. By the reason of the open heaven that is upon this meeting, you will see God in the name of Jesus. God will do surgeries in your body. Surgeries that no doctor can do. Of course, they can't do what God can do. God will do it in your body. And you will be free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You can drink the water, and if you have anyone that is sick, you can also give them to drink by faith, and God will work in their lives. Great things. Now, don't forget that Bible study continues this evening by 9 p.m. Nigerian time. I remain blessed in Jesus' name.